This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can join us, share your opinions, talk about whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And I think it's more important to stand your ground. I don't like the idea of people quitting because of the vaccination mandates. I mean, sure, that makes a statement. You can't collect unemployment if you quit, I don't think, though. So, I mean, maybe that is better. But I would rather make your employer fire you because they can't. No one around here, at least here in Keene, has the staff to just fire employees. They're letting employees get away with all sorts of nonsense everywhere, saying, oh, yeah, I'll get there when I get there and come in an hour and a half, 2 hours late, and you can't do anything about it because you can't fire them because there's no one to replace them.
Yeah, I have definitely heard of people quitting. I don't know how many people have actually been fired yet. I think that's coming, though. I think that
they're saying they're going to do it, but is it a big fake out? We'll see.
Yeah, I really don't think they can.
I don't think so either. I think there are going to be some companies that are going to try it. They're going to do it, and they're going to get hit so hard. It's going to hurt so bad.
They're going to close.
And it's not just going to hurt the company, but everyone else who works for that company. The nurses are already overworked. If 15% of the nurses quit, who's going to pick up the slack?
Well, that's exactly it. The other nurses who are already overworked, and you know, I don't give a crap about the nurses. They chose their career knowing that they were generally going to be overworked. And
same thing with teachers.
Sucks.
Same thing with police. Same thing with fire.
I don't care about teachers.
I don't have any sympathy for you guys complaining all the time.
They work like 8 months out of the year.
Well, they do a lot of summer work.
If they choose to. And
I think a lot of them are required to do summer work where they got to go relearn.
Oh, no,
things.
They have to work 9 months out of the year.
All right, there
How
you go.
Horrible. They also have extremely short days.
All the while, roofers and loggers are out there dying on a regular
taxi
basis.
Taxi cab drivers and fishermen. Fishermen, man. Drowning all the time.
Longshoremen,
That's it. I do like nurses, and I appreciate, you know, the ones who are choosing to make that sacrifice, but they did choose to make that sacrifice of entering into an intense, overworked profession.
Mm-hmm.
But with the case of, you know, a lot of these people, the people who work at Walmart, people who work jobs rather than careers, I guess, they're already short-staffed everywhere, and the companies just can't afford to fire them.
Yeah.
But let's go to the phones. We have several calls tonight from New Hampshire. Douglas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just thought the federal mandates for that won't hold up, but the states, that's where it's going to come down to. But I had a couple questions. What's up with Topless Tuesdays, and what do you think about all the Afghanis coming here?
Okay.
I think we're getting, like, what, 150 coming in the next couple weeks? Are they already here?
You mean to New Hampshire specifically?
Yeah.
Well, I welcome them. The country.
I mean, if they want to come here, let them come.
The problem is that I have no problems with people coming to live here if they want to come and be a part of the community and work and be good human beings. My problem was what is it costing me? You know, who's housing these people? Who's feeding them? How many years are they going to be on welfare until they become productive human beings? And that's my only problem.
I know a lot of people say that, but I have yet to meet an immigrant who was on welfare. They're some of the hardest working people I know.
The first generation, always. Now, the second and third generations, not so much.
That's true of our generations. That's true. That's not just true of immigrants. So that's true of everyone in the United States.
Absolutely. But my biggest problem with this, with the Afghanis coming here, it's why they're coming here. It's because our government and the military-industrial complex rubbleized their damn country for the last forever, not just the last 20 years that we experienced this war, but even before that, and other countries as well. They don't have a country to live in.
I'm not sure that's really true. The United States did do a lot of good when it was in control in Afghanistan, but it fell to the Taliban, who is going to exact vengeance on the people who helped the U.S.
supposedly,
military.
Supposedly.
And they're segregating schools and stuff like that again, and they seem to be slowly reverting to their old ways.
Let them.
Well, I agree. If that's what they want to do, but also let people leave, and if they want to come to the United States, I'm totally fine with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, but if we're going to pay for everything, if these families are going to be paid for the next, I don't know, 5 years, three years, I mean, if they are on their own doing their thing, hell yeah, bring it.
Another reason to declare independence. You know, this is going to be one of the big issues that... presuming independence is successful, and I think eventually it will be, that's going to schism the independence movement, is borders.
Yeah, because I'm anti-border and pro-free travel.
Yeah.
But a lot of the people behind this, you know, they are going to be Republicans who are pro-border. And I'm okay if you want to restrict people moving here from Massachusetts or California. But from other parts of the world, industrious, hardworking people, I have absolutely no objection to it.
What do you think about this, caller? What's your plan?
Well, I think there was a backroom deal. They said, we're going to leave. We're going to give you guys $85 billion in arms. You have to do business with China. And we're going to make out somehow later on down the road. But there's no way we just left the troops first and leave all the civilians behind. We made a deal with them.
You don't think that? Here's my feeling. I think they left all that weaponry, billions of dollars of weaponry, for a reason.
Yeah, it was on purpose.
Well, it's not just it's the strength of the Taliban, the strength of that country, because when China comes in, they're going to be a thorn in China's side.
Oh, no, they're working hand-in-hand with China.
The Taliban?
Yeah.
I think
China set up, China is...
The Belt and Road Initiative? I don't think they're working with the Taliban.
Oh, they absolutely are. I think the Chinese government just...
They've already sent representatives there, right?
Yeah, they're in control of the Kabul airport, I believe. The Chinese authorities are.
Really?
I think...
We'll see how this unrolls.
But the Taliban is certainly not a thorn in China's side. They declared China to be their greatest ally recently.
Okay, we'll see. I'm just thinking how they the thorn in the side of Russia that they were for so many years, and then we moved in, and now thorn in our side.
I think the
next empire that moves in there, they got something coming to them.
I don't know, Ari. I mean, like, I admit I'm not paying close attention to whatever official things the Taliban is saying. I am following a guy on Twitter. I think his name is Malang Koste. And he posted something recently that definitely acknowledged that China has his brothers in concentration camps.
Yeah, I don't think they're in bed with China. And by the way, the new Taliban with their trigger discipline, the total CIA trained dudes. They got a press guy out there in the front looking all schnazzy, answering questions.
they
definitely got their act together this time around for whatever reason.
The Taliban has rolled out the red carpet, for whatever that's worth, to China's Belt and Road Initiative.
And what is that?
I'm not entirely sure.
Basically, it's China's Build Back Better. They move in, they move into a country, they...
Build a Chinese city, basically?
And they put the country in debt, and so whenever, you know, their people move out, they can't survive, and so China has to bail them out. China is doing as far as spreading their empire, they're doing a pretty damn good job, whether you like it or not. And I don't like it, but...
And Douglas, your first question was regarding Topless Tuesdays. Are you confused about it? I'm not sure why.
I haven't heard why you guys do that. What's up?
It's hot out.
It's hot.
And why not?
It's summer.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a server in here, man. There's a stinking heat generator over there.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Douglas. It is going to be interesting to see how the immigration issue gets shaped in light of the secession thing or independence movement.
Yeah, that's going to be the ugly underbelly of the whole independence thing. Is eventually, if it's successful, we're going to have to deal with that issue, and there's going to be a big split.
Well, as far as the state, these old statists are concerned, there's another reason to bring immigrants, refugees into the country, and that's to prop up the pyramid scheme. Social Security. There aren't enough people working who are contributing to it, and what better way to get some third-class citizens, that's how they see these people, in here working at the convenience stores and at the restaurants and at Walmart, propping up the system because we're not doing it.
Yep.
So I don't think there's going to be that much. There's going to be your border Republicans for sure, but a lot of these old dudes, they know that the system needs propping up, and I don't think they're going to be so harsh to this idea of bringing some just 150 people. Ah, we can handle 150 people. No problems.
I see no reason to cap it at all. I mean, let all the people come here who want to come here, and let them work and be industrious if that's what they want to do.
As long as that's the truth. productive.
Well, if they don't want to work and be industrious, then they can starve the same way as all of the other people who don't want to work. Can't work is very different, but don't want to? Nah, that's not going to fly. It's Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Curtis.
And I want to to say thank you to Derek and David R. Jeffries. They are tonight's amplifiers. David R. Jeffries is a platinum level amplifier. Derek is gold because there are three tiers of the amp program. It only takes $5 per month to join. That gets you a silver membership, and it comes with a number of cool little perks and benefits. But really, the reason you should join is because you care about Free Talk Live, reaching a larger audience, because that's what the AMP program is for. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. All money used to join the program is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you want us to reach a larger audience, you may consider doing what Derek and David R. Jeffries have done, and that's to join the AMP program. Find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's get going with the phones. We have Stefan calling from New Hampshire. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's everybody doing? So I'm calling because I just went down to the Concord State House earlier today to protest the federal mandates with Joe Biden, and it was really refreshing to see 500 people there.
500? Wow.
Yeah, I moved to New Hampshire from California, and I'm not used to being on what seems to be the winning side of correct libertarian position. So it's such a relief. And seven people there were like open carrying AR-15s. It was amazing.
It is amazing. I had a very similar experience when I lived in Mississippi. I struggled to get three entire people together to form a county affiliate for the Libertarian Party. Any sort of activism I attempted to do was just dead from the get-go. I was the only one doing it. No one else, even libertarian friends, didn't care enough to get involved. Came to New Hampshire, saw people actually doing stuff and coming together to do these things, and it's just amazing to watch.
Yeah, I did hear, by the way, that some of the independence people were there working the crowd. Did you see any of them?
Yeah, so I actually helped them out. I passed out some secession flyers, and I actually ran out, and people were very receptive to it because, you know, how else are we going to stop federal mandates? I mean,
yep. Vote harder.
Point, yeah, at a certain point, we just have to end this unholy matrimony. Otherwise, they're going to just keep screwing us.
Obvious and easy sell from this for this point. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, if these people oppose the federal mandate, New Hampshire has already passed a law that prohibits them from requiring vaccine mandates of governmental employees. So let's just go ahead and secede from the federal government, and then Biden could, you know, create whatever executive orders he wants, and we can just ignore them.
Which we should do anyways. I mean, even if we are going to stick around, we should still ignore it.
Yeah, that's called nullification, and it's a legitimate tactic.
It's not even a law. It's a stupid presidential executive order, which just ignore it.
That would be the worst case scenario of this independence movement right now, would be to water it down and make it into a nullification movement, which would still be a positive thing ultimately.
Yeah. So, Stefan, what was the response of the crowds, the people who were driving by or driving past?
Oh yeah, so that was something else. So eventually, after the rally was done, we took our signs and we held them on the side of the street. And there were a couple of people that, you know, flipped us off or just yelled at us. Sure. But most of it was very supportive. It's funny. I moved to New Hampshire and I thought that I was mostly going to just do activism related to crypto and gun rights, but I'd say that so far, 90% of what I've done so far has been health freedom. I mean, this is really the issue of our time. I had no idea, one, how many activists were here that fight against it. Like 500 just blew my mind. And then I didn't even hear about this one.
That's a very good point. This thing happened today, and I haven't seen it anywhere across my stream.
Yep, I didn't know about it until the meeting at 5:30 today.
Super last minute, I would think.
If hundreds of people turn out for a super last minute event, that's a huge turnout. I mean, hundreds at any New Hampshire event is very, very large for New Hampshire, because you have to think everything's on a smaller scale here.
So how did you learn about it? Where was the word spread?
So I already did health freedom stuff. So I went to protest with the nurses in front of the Concord Hospital. So I found out through that grapevine, but I think most people found out through Facebook.
Mm-hmm. That would be why, because I don't do a lot of actual monitoring on Facebook. Thank you so much.
I mean,
Go ahead.
Yeah. By the way, just one final thing that I wanted to say before I ended here.
Yeah.
So I think that the most important thing. Oh, one second, please.
Yeah, I'm look. Yahoo News has an article. Also, something else flew across my screen. Yeah, that's a healthy looking crowd. That's very impressive.
Yahoo News ran a story about it.
They're all out in front of the building, with their signs. Yes, that's a good looking crowd.
By the way, I did ask when the next one. I said, are there going to be a series of these? And they cited the thing that's happening on Saturday. That Footloose called about last week. It's going to be the 18th, this coming Saturday. This is the worldwide demonstration. This one, however, is happening, at least in New Hampshire, there's going to be one in Nashua at a place called Greeley Park. They're happening all over the world. Australia, New York, Chicago, Belize, Argentina. You go to worldwidedemonstration.com.
And what are they demonstrating for?
Amazingly, it's a very, very, like, acceptable set of... A lot of times if you go to some sort of demonstration website, it's like, oh, God, there's things you don't agree with. But they have five important freedoms: freedom of speech, freedom of movement, freedom of choice, freedom of assembly, and freedom of health. And then, you know, you can keep reading on their about page at worldwidedemonstration.com, and it sounds very, very voluntarist.
That's Saturday in Nashua. I'm actually available Saturday.
Yeah. So I can get my federal handler to let me go, I'm planning on going.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's one final thing that I wanted to mention about the vaccine. So I think that the most effective thing that you could say to people about all of this in terms of not taking it is the fact that there's no legal recourse to sue if the vaccines hurt you. I think that that's all you need to say to people to make them realize why your reason for not getting it is legitimate. And, of course, there's...
I don't have to explain my reason to them, and I'm not going to. It's my choice.
Any reason's a legitimate reason, but in terms of, like, convincing people, like, one-on-one level and perhaps changing their behavior and changing their belief on it, I think that that's, like, a very solid frame of argument, especially since I don't think that the vaccine companies are going to lobby to change that law anytime soon. Yep. That's been the case with all vaccines at this point. So
that's correct. If there was legal recourse, they would get sued every other second. There would be no profitability in any of these vaccines, and that includes things like chickenpox vaccine. The fact that they aren't being held legally,
they're not legally liable for any side effects of the vaccines, and they cannot be sued for them.
Correct, and there are enough of them out there.
Even
a handful of adverse reactions would put them out of business overnight.
I doubt it.
Oh yeah,
they may pay out $20,000 per death or something like that, but airlines can be held liable, and they do just fine. And I think in their case, they do pay $20,000 per death or something like that. It's enough that they can stay in business. What are your thoughts? Should they be held liable? Is that a good reason for explaining to people why you won't get the vaccine? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden visited a renewable energy lab in Colorado on Tuesday to boost support for his clean energy proposals. The president, without proof, says his plan will help fight climate change and give the economy a lift by creating new, good-paying jobs. The president also discusses the deadly wildfires that have ravaged the West Coast this year.
We're blinking code red as a nation, and we really are. So far this year, nationwide, there are 44,000 wildfires that have burned nearly 5.6 million acres. That's enough. That's the size of the entire state of New Jersey.
Lawmakers are digging in on the fight over raising the federal debt ceiling. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accusing Republicans of playing risky and dangerous games by threatening to not support another hike in the debt limit. This is USA Radio News. Inflation didn't rise as much as experts predicted in August. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the Consumer Price Index rose 0.3% over July and 5.3% over August of last year. With all that being said, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, on the Senate floor says spending is why inflation is continuing to go up.
Washington Democrats have spent trillions of dollars on pet liberal projects. They've been printing and wasting money like there's no tomorrow. And American families are hurting as a result.
All eyes are on California, where voters will decide whether to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. Recent polls show more than 50% of voters are opposed to cutting the Democratic governor's term short. President Biden spending some time Monday campaigning for Newsom in California. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Dean,
and Conan.
And Conan, I hate that I dropped the ball and didn't even think to message you or remind you or anything about the movie that we went and watched Friday night.
The movie that I got you to change your mind about because you wanted to watch Candyman.
Yes, and I'm glad I didn't because I've heard that it's basically just race baiting throughout the entire movie and that and that most of the movie takes a back seat to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not upset that it was changed, but we did initially intend to watch Candyman.
Yeah, and I looked at the list. I saw what was available. I'm like, come on, Arya, let's watch Free Guy. Don't make me go watch
it. Because you don't like horror movies.
That, and I did that. It just looked dumb.
But you love reviewing things, and I was like, okay, we should also get Conan to go, and that was when we changed it to Free Guy. And then I didn't even think to message you about it again until
I apologize.
6 o'clock Friday night.
I dropped the ball. I had so many projects out already. Yeah, I was canon all Friday night.
Candyman's got 84% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
IMDb had it down
surprised.
To like five something out of 10.
I imagine most of the people who are going to Rotten Tomatoes to review movies are like, yes. Attack the patriarchy and the white supremacy.
Well, to be fair, the patriarchy gets a mention during Free Guy as well.
It did. Yeah. That's true. It was a throwaway line, though, that wasn't... I mean, white privilege also got a throwaway line.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God. Yeah, rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
That stuff.
It was a totally unnecessary line in the movie, for sure.
It was definitely pandering. But the movie was entertaining, and I enjoyed it.
It was good. It was very similar to Ready Player One. Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen it.
It's also worth watching. It's more for kids.
That's
but
a virtual reality also, right?
Kind
of movie.
With most of the people in the game are player characters. But there are NPCs, which is really what this...
Were there NPCs in it?
People to kill and stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Bad guys.
I thought it was just like this multiplayer PvP MMO.
Well, I mean,
any
character that's not being handled by a real-life player is basically an NPC, a non-player
character. I just wasn't sure there were any in Ready Player One.
Yeah, just the bad guys.
So the summary here for listeners... Obviously, we shouldn't give away any spoilers, but...
Have we even named it yet?
Free guy. The summary is, the major character, Ryan Reynolds, his character is named Guy.
He's very good in this movie. He's very good in every movie.
He's very entertaining, and his name is Guy. He works at a bank in the city called, I think, Free City.
Yes.
And it's a parody, basically, or a takeoff on Grand Theft Auto, kind of.
Definitely strong.
Absolutely,
Grand Theft Auto.
With, like, a lot of things that are going on that are violent, that are happening constantly. Stores are being robbed. Old ladies are being beaten up. There's bombs dropping at various points. You know, cars crashing, chases with police.
And he's just walking around oblivious.
Like, it's no big deal.
That was my favorite part, because someone who grew up in that...
That's normal.
Yeah, that would just be normal to
him. It's part of his life.
Right. And the funny thing is, everything that happens every day. So he works at a bank, and the bank gets robbed. It's getting robbed, like, more than once a day. It's just sort of this regular occurrence. And so it's very, very funny in the way that it kind of approaches what life would be like if you were a character in this video game.
Very specifically, a non-player character. He's not...
That's a good point.
He's not real.
He's a computer program.
But... I think that there's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel, because he starts to come around. And,
he does.
And that's really the gist of the movie. He truly becomes free in the end.
He breaks out from his programming loop, his simple loop of get up in the morning, go to work,
and
get your
literally
coffee.
The exact same things every single day.
Yeah. So very, very enlightening, very, very nice message to the movie. And it's just fun. I did like it more than Ready Player One. It seemed a little more adult. Whereas the Ready Player One seemed more like it was for kids. But Ready Player had all kinds of cameos and Easter eggs. And, I mean, all the way from Atari all the way out to whatever PC game you're playing these days. Whereas the Free Guy, there wasn't as many Easter eggs.
I don't think I really noticed any Easter eggs.
There were a lot of cameos.
There were cameos, and then there were, like, certain elements that were taken from other Disney properties, which, you know, I won't spoil it because it kind of comes towards the end of the movie. But this is a Disney property, and so one of the critiques about it,
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, so don't be surprised if you see some Disney stuff in the movie somewhere, here and there.
It doesn't beat
you
over.
I didn't notice any of it.
Yeah, it doesn't beat you over the head with it. It's like, oh, that makes sense.
And that's a good point, Ian.
Can you give me an example?
Ready Player One was like the whole thing was like an Easter egg right over the head. Like every other corner you turn around, there's just some nostalgic character that you grew up playing.
I'll have to check it out.
And someone's there, portraying that.
I don't want to spoil the Easter egg on the air, but I'll tell you, and you probably can figure it out. One or two of the weapons at the end fight were obviously Disney properties.
Oh.
Let's just say one of them became a Disney property within the last several years.
I follow.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So, very subtle about it then.
Yeah. What I related this movie to was, as soon as I left the theater, I'm like, oh, this is the Truman Show for the Z generation.
Yeah, anyone who plays Grand Theft Auto, it's the Truman Show of Grand Theft.
Yeah, for listeners that don't know, the Truman Show, have you seen it?
Yes.
Aria? Okay, so the
definitely
Truman Show,
worth watching as well.
We could spoil this one, right?
The Truman Show
has been out for 20 years. 30,
I don't like
years.
Spoiling movies, but the Truman Show is also about a guy that gets free from a very controlled society. And so there's some very similar themes. Honestly, I think Truman Show is a better movie. I think Truman Show is going to hold up a lot better over the years. I think it has. Truman Show came out in the late 1990s, so it's already 25 years old at this point, roughly.
And it's still worth watching.
Truman Show is all about a guy who's born into a television show that is watching him constantly. And, like, globally. So that happens in Free Guy. Toward the end, Guy's like, he's he's out, I'm not giving anything away, I don't think, with this, but you know he gets out of his programming loop and he becomes like the star of this game. So people are watching this through live streaming all around the world, just like the Truman Show, where Truman's being watched as he's trying to figure out what's really going on. And like
all the while he's being manipulated, there are plots that are being thrown at Truman to make the Truman Show more entertaining to the whole world who's watching him. So his whole life is fake.
One of the things I think I like a lot more about the Truman Show is that Truman takes more time to kind of figure out what's going on, what's happening to him. Whereas in Free Guy, it's literally within the first third of the movie, if not the first quarter of the movie, he's given a briefing on what's really going on and that he needs to get to level 100 in order to talk to this chick further and, yep, you know, get to the next step. And so he sort of like...
And then there's a montage.
Yeah, and he just sort of like breaks out relatively instantly into being the free guy, whereas Truman is like discovering...
But he doesn't really know that's what he's doing.
The Truman Show,
he's told that.
The Truman Show, the whole movie is him breaking out.
Yeah, it's him figuring out that this whole thing's a scam and coming to these realizations. So I really enjoyed that process more in Truman Show, that sort of the realization that everything isn't what it seems. Whereas in Free Guy, it's just sort of laid out for him. It's like, boom, dude, you're in a video game. You're an NPC, and here's, you know, what's happening to you. I'm not saying it was a bad movie. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to age well, because it's got a lot of like cultural references in it that aren't going to stick, right? Like there's streamers that make appearances in this.
I didn't recognize half those streamers.
It's very
I recognized Ninja. That was it.
I only know who they are because, you know, when we started on Twitch a few years ago, I looked into, you know, like who's on here, what's this all about, and so it's sort of very of the times. Free Guys is an appropriate movie for now because it addresses things that are relevant to young people today. I don't know if that's going to be the case in 20 more years.
You're absolutely right about it being comparable to the Truman Show. I remember the scene in the Truman Show where he wanted to sell out, right? And he knew he was going to hit, you know, what was basically just a screen that was displaying the sky or whatever. And that literally happened in Free Guy, where he tried to go out into the ocean. He reached out his hand and
he found the border.
This is the edge of the world. The scenes almost mirrored themselves completely.
Well, you know, Ian, there is a solution. Make another one.
Make another Truman Show?
Make another Free Guy.
Oh. I was going to say, you don't need to remake Truman Show because it holds up.
You just don't put ideas in their heads, man. Because they're already working. You know they're already working on a remake, a reboot, a reconstruction.
But they will be for
sure. They will. They don't have any new ideas.
Have you seen Free Guy? What were your thoughts? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join us. Let us know what's important to you. What are your opinions? 603-283-6160. That's the number for you to do that. That's 603-283-6160, which tonight is Aria, Conan, and Ian. And realistically, it's just a matter of time before Free Talk Live is permanently kicked off of YouTube and probably all of the other platforms to which we are currently streaming. YouTube, we're currently not streaming there at all because pretty much as soon as we started back streaming to YouTube following the last series of strikes, we received another strike.
Yeah, it didn't take much more than a week or so.
Yeah, it was certainly not long. So check us out somewhere where we can't be censored. You can find that at video.freetalklive.com. That takes you to our Odyssey channel, where technically we could be censored on Odyssey, but behind Odyssey is Library, which is a decentralized media sharing protocol, and we can't be censored from that. And all of our videos going back several years have been uploaded to Library, including any video that you could find on YouTube, also on Library. Video.freetalklive.com is the link to that. So if you're sick of censorship, if you're sick of having to chase down our show to figure where we're currently allowed to stream at and where we're not, just go to video.freetalklive.com, follow us there, create an account. More than a million creators have already signed up for Odyssey, and it's a clear reason why. Anything you say that's out of the state-sponsored narrative gets you suspended, yep, or banned or censored, and people don't like that. People don't like being told what they can and can't say. And that's why we're on Odyssey, video.freetalklive.com. That's the link for that. Let's go to the phones. We have Bonnie calling from New Jersey. Bonnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Hi. So I saw a story that crossed my path, and I was surprised that a lot of the libertarian voices that I listen to hadn't mentioned it, and I think it's kind of just gotten lost in the weeds. The vaccine mandates are so egregious that it's hard to focus on anything else. But I stumbled across this story from – it's covered on a couple different places, but I saw it on FEE.org, which I think is the Foundation for Economic Education.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good people.
And it's regarding reporting requirements for financial institutions. And if I'm honest, I'm still not entirely sure what it will stand for, but basically they want to change the reporting requirements from, you know, it used to be something around $10,000 for banks to report suspicious transactions, whatever that means. and then it was reduced to $5,000. And now it looks like they want to reduce the amount to $600 US. Any transaction that appears suspicious. And what I'm unclear of is it $600, a transaction over the amount of $600? Or what they actually might want to do is record every transaction that is in a bank account that has more than $600 in it.
I'm not entirely clear on the specifics. I know we did cover this on Free Talk Live when it was first announced a few days ago. I don't remember exactly what episode it was. I thought it was the 11th, but that doesn't seem to be the case. But basically, it's going to require PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, your bank accounts, and all these other places to report directly to the IRS how much money you have, how much you're sending, how much you're receiving. It's extremely intrusive.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, the articles that we talked about didn't mention any cash requirements. It made it sound like they were going to have to do this regarding all transactions.
I mean, how many transactions is that? Do they even have the infrastructure to handle that sort of data input?
Well, they certainly don't.
I mean, I imagine most Americans have more than $600 in their bank account, or maybe I'm wrong about that, but I imagine.
I don't know.
A reasonable number.
Some do, when you consider how many people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, financially responsible people have more than $600, but that's not probably the majority.
Yeah, half of Americans, I think, are living paycheck to paycheck, so they probably don't have $600 sitting around in a bank account, unfortunately.
And so were you able to gain information about, is this bank accounts that have more than $600 in them or transactions in excess of $600?
It's absolutely transactions. I don't know that if it also includes, right off the bat, if I have $1,000 in my bank account, I just get reported to the IRS saying, oh, by the way, Conan S. Solid over here, he has $1,000 in his bank account. We just wanted you to know. But no,
so you looked into it, and it at least covers...
I just found the article, and yes, it's transactions over $600, which is, I mean, that's every transaction I make.
It's going to be a lot of transactions. I mean, this is, it's crazy, but hey, they got their foot in the door at 10,000, so all they've just got to do is keep lowering that number, and... Of course, if they want to find out all your transactions, all they have to do is just go and talk to the bank.
This is about crypto, man. This is about people who are buying crypto from other means other than Coinbase and using their bank account, having them tied into their bank accounts, because a lot of these companies want to know that you are who you are, and they want that USD sent directly to them.
I don't know why the government is doing
not to use a bank account.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, Bonnie. All the more reason to use cryptocurrency instead. And thank you so much for the call tonight. Of course, there is, if you're using a private wallet like Edge or Exodus or something like that, there is no one to report your transactions.
They don't even
know.
They don't know your transactions.
And that's doubly true with cryptocurrencies like Monero and things like that. But speaking of cryptocurrencies, they're making headlines. They're scaring Washington, D.C. They're scaring the banking institutions, because they want to get into banking, as you know, we've been talking about here on Free Talk Live for at least as long as I've been on here, how cryptocurrency exchanges like Coinbase and Gemini, they want to be modern banks.
Well, I mean, you can't really blame them for it, given that banks don't want to work with them. So you could understand that if you are running a cryptocurrency exchange and you're trying to do things legally because you don't want the federal government to, like, kick in your door or smash in your windows and, you know, destroy your banking institution, you know, you're going to try to dot all the I's and cross all the T's. But then you try to open up a bank account so you can, take deposits from your customers, and the banks are like, we don't want to talk to you. So you can understand why a cryptocurrency exchange, they might think, what if we just started our own bank?
Yep.
I mean, so I don't blame them for wanting to go in that direction, because the banks, 99% of them won't even talk to you. And there are a few that are willing to do it, and they do have accounts with those institutions, but it would certainly give them more flexibility if they were running their own institution.
I can't say I blame them for wanting to become their own bank in and of itself. I just don't like the spirit behind these companies that are already willing to play ball with the federal government.
Yeah.
And how they basically just are going to move to set themselves up as the gatekeepers of cryptocurrency for the masses.
Yeah, there's no doubt that companies like Coinbase are not interested in, you know, fomenting competition or healthy competition in the industry.
And that's why any of these industries, and not just banks, but any industry that's getting in bed with government or getting in bed with legislators to create law, to create regulation, it's all about killing competition.
That's right.
It always is. Whether it's a farmer or whether it's a bank or whether any kind of institution, they're in the business of beating out the competition so that they can control the market. And that's exactly what this is, what's going on here.
Yeah, I remember several years ago, Coinbase and Kraken and some others were working together to draft a set of regulations that could oversee the cryptocurrency space or something like that. And ultimately, all that's going to do is keep your little companies that are just forming from being able to afford to comply with all of those insane regulations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, oh no, you have to have this special security server in which you store all of their IDs and their passwords, and that's going to cost you $250,000, and then you have to, you know, air gap it. Small companies aren't going to be able to afford that, and that's the point behind all of these regulations. And it's not going to upset Coinbase. We were just talking about it last night, where the Coinbase CEO wants Coinbase to start loaning out cryptocurrencies, as many companies already do,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, returning interest on those loans. But he's upset because he's being threatened with a lawsuit from the SEC if Coinbase proceeds with it. And he's like, but all of these other companies are doing it. Enforce the rules fairly. He really thought that he was going to be able to appease all of these politicians and become buddy-buddy with them, and they would just rubber stamp what he wanted to do, and then he could seek them after these little guys and say, hey, no, they didn't get your permission. Take them down. They're not allowed to do that.
Well, that's prisoner victim mentality right there, where, you know.
Well, he loves it, man. He loves the government. We spent several segments at least just reading his tweets where he's like, we welcome the SEC to explain their perspective so that we may share it.
We want to lean in to sensible regulation.
You know, the other guy who does the same thing, Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
He's all about...
The same thing happened to Facebook.
He wants government to monitor more people.
Oh, and Facebook did the same thing that Coinbase did. They told people what they were going to do. They telegraphed in advance, oh, we're going to come out with our own currency. And then the government came down on them like a ton of bricks and said, oh, no, you're not. Whereas if Facebook had just launched their currency without talking about it first...
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission.
And so, it still isn't out yet, right?
Have they solved the Libra project? I haven't read any updated on it since like ForkFest.
I think they changed the name. It's not called that anymore.
I'm out of the loop on that. What are your thoughts? You know anything about what Facebook is doing with their, quote, cryptocurrency, their digital currency?
It's not a crypto. It can't be a crypto.
No. 603-283-6160. Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.